This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. Over the next hour, Mark will break down geek speak into street speak so you know what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech Talk. You doing well? I sure hope so, as the month of March is already marching on. Crazy. We're officially in spring, though, regardless of how it feels where you are right now. Spring officially sprang last Tuesday. I do have a good feeling about April. Bring on the warm weather. Hey, we have a great show planned for you today with five topics. We're going to kick things off to learn about Scotch whiskey and technology. That's coming up in a moment with Diageo, one of the biggest names in spirits. Tech expert Mike Agarbo will be here this hour to talk to us about a TELUS-based charity and how they're awarding bursaries to students. It's a lot of money, in fact. Toronto-based Blacklight is joining us this hour to share the news about its new gaming chairs and desks. And I'll share some spring tech suggestions as well, along with digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong. He's standing by to do the same. So five topics on a very busy Tech Talk, all of this and more on an all-new show powered by Chevrolet Canada, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick things off with our first interview. Consider it algorithms meets alcohol. One of the biggest names in the spirit world, Diageo, which of course has more than 200 brands like Johnny Walker and Smirnoff, for the past couple of years, they've been experimenting with decoding whiskey. What does that mean exactly? And what data are they looking for and why? To tell us more, we're joined by Ewan Morgan. He's National Education Director and National Luxury Ambassador for Diageo North America. Sweet gig. Thanks for your time, Ewan. Good to chat with you.
Nice to chat to you too. Thank you so much.
I know there's a lot more to your job, but to sip whiskey as part of your occupation, I think it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it doesn't suck, as they say.
I would expect not. Before we talk tech and its connection to whiskey, tell us a bit about yourself, your career, and your work with Diageo.
Absolutely. So my whiskey career started officially at the age of 16 on a distillery shoveling malt every morning. But before that, I actually grew up on a distillery. Third generation whiskey. My dad made whiskey. My grandfather made whiskey. I talk about whiskey, used to make whiskey. My son works in whiskey. So it's kind of like the family tradition. So yeah, I started 34 years ago in whiskey, and my day-to-day job, there is no day-to-day. I travel 85% of the year. I was just in Park City. Before that, I was in Miami. Now I'm in Scotland. So I get to travel around evangelizing about the wonderful flavors and aromas and how to taste and how to nose whiskey and pairing dinners I do all over the country, which are wonderful. So I live a charmed existence.
It sounds like it. Congrats.
Thanks.
And you are joining us from Scotland, from the Port Ellen Distillery. What's going on there?
Yeah, I'm on Isla as we speak. I landed an hour ago and then dashed over here, set up so we can have this wee chat. What is happening here is something very exciting. So this week we are reopening a distillery called Port Ellen, and it closed in 1983 and is reopening this year. But it's quite an old distillery. You know, it was founded in 1825. Is known throughout the world with whiskey geeks and collectors as one of the rarest whiskies on the planet, because when it did close, you know, over 40 years ago, there was only a finite amount of that liquid left. And after all these years, there's not an awful lot out there. So yeah, it's one of those gems of the whiskey industry, and the fact that we're putting this investment into reopening it where people can visit it again, and we're going to make whiskey again and put it into barrels. So we're kind of future-proofing, you know, the legacy of this distillery. People are going to be able to taste Port Ellen into the future, into perpetuity.
Speaking of rare whiskey, and I don't want to get off topic, I don't know if you heard, I do live in Canada, and on the west coast of the country, a Vancouver liquor store this week is $228,000 richer because they sold a very rare bottle of what's called the Macallan The Reach. It's an 81-year-old single malt. Mm. There was only 288 bottles made. You hear about this?
I did hear about it.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I used to work for the company who owned Macallan. That was part of my first job. And my cousin works at Macallan as well. And my dad lives in Abelour in Speyside, and he looks over the river onto Macallan. So wow. Yeah, very, very collectible distillery. Wonderful whiskey.
Awesome. I hope you didn't mind me getting off topic.
Not at all.
And I wouldn't aggravate you by asking you what's better, Scotch or Irish whiskey. But let's hear more about this connection between algorithms. If I hear a click, then I know I really offended you, but it doesn't sound like you hung up on me.
I'm still here.
Let's hear more about the connection between algorithms and alcohol, as I said off the top.
Okay, so this is actually a very, very exciting step forward in the world of whiskey for multiple reasons. One, it's the first time we've ever used this type of technology using this DNAi algorithm. And two, it demystifies whiskey and it creates something that everybody can understand. So the way it works is we take small samples of these whiskies, and in this case from Port Ellen Distillery, from relief called the Gemini, which just came out, which is a twin bottling of 44-year-old single malts from 1978.
Wow.
And what they did was they put them into two different styles of casks. So they were in three sherry barrels, and then they split those into two. And one was called a remnant cask, and one was a sherry butt. So the sherry butt is from Jerez in Spain. That's going to give you more fruity, rich qualities. Whereas the remnant cask is from liquids from the 60s through the 80s. And it would have been used as like an overflow cask that would have been in the warehouse for tasting people when they went on these wonderful distillery tours. But what we wanted to do was see the difference between the two of them. So if you think about whiskey as a huge chemistry experiment, and what happens over time is different flavors are created. Some flavors will dwindle or mellow. But what we wanted to do was take a snapshot of the two liquids and see how different they were. So using this algorithm, we put it through, you know, liquid and gas chromatography. And if you're not a chemist, the results of these don't really make a huge amount of sense. But what this does is it pulled this data apart using millions of these data points, and then it created a visual. So what we wanted to do really is create this wonderful animation that will say, you have all of these chemicals in here, but what do these chemicals actually mean to the layman? So like vanillin will taste like vanilla. Then we've got phenol that's going to have this really nice smoky characteristic to it. Then you've got other things in there like cresol phenols and tannins and guaiacol. And you've things called translactones or cislactones. And they smell and taste like coconut. So what we're doing is we're taking these chemical compounds and then attaching real world flavors or aromas to it. So anybody could then understand it, you know, earthiness, coconut, you know, this wonderful medicinal aroma or spicy or vanilla. You know, why does this whiskey smell and taste the way it does? And then creating this wonderful visual to explain it.
I'm going to ask you more about that in a moment. That's super cool. We are chatting with Ewan Morgan, National Education Director and National Luxury Ambassador for Diageo North America. What a title. What a job. He's joining us from Port Ellen Distillery in Scotland to talk with us about algorithms and alcohol and what they're doing with this extremely rare whiskey, this Port Ellen Gemini, by analyzing it with what's called the smoke DNAi. Lets you see the makeup of the whiskey. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? It's not just based on taste like vanilla or coconut notes or anything like that.
Yeah, you can see we've created an animation actually of the two different liquids, and the animation will show the peaks and like the, you know, the percentiles of these different congeners, we call them. Congeners are the impurities in whiskey that make whiskey. And they have different flavor profiles. You know, you'll have smoke, sometimes you'll have richness, you'll have fruit, you'll have vanilla. And what this animation does is really show in a visual format what the percentiles look like, and then overlaying it with the chemical names. And then underneath that will show what those chemical names actually give you on the palate. So anyone can look at it, anyone can understand it. And it's got a very fancy name. They call it this digital neoteric algorithmic image. And this algorithm is used to decode and visualize the whiskey smoke and the intricate composition and evolution during aging. A lot of big words in there.
Yeah, it sounds impressive as a geek, I got to tell you. But what would you say the point is of this? And is it for like the layman, like just regular people like me? Or is it for like hardcore whiskey aficionados?
It's multi-layered. So you can go as esoteric and nerdy as you want. But on the surface of it, what we wanted to do was just create this thumbprint that anybody could look at and say, oh, that's why this tastes like the way it tastes. That's why I'm getting this sweet smoke. That's why I'm getting this coconut. That's why I'm getting this earthy medicinal note. Uh-huh. Why am I getting them? And then they just look at this visual and it completely demystifies the whole thing.
Very cool. Where can we see this video? Is it on, say, YouTube or on the Diageo website?
Yeah, it's being released this week. The first viewings of it are actually going on as we speak in the distillery. So after this week is done, these will be available online. So they'll be shared on the social media as well. So folks everywhere can view them.
And how do we find them? Like, what do we look up? Diageo or Port Ellen Gemini?
Port Ellen has its own Instagram account. It will have its own social media channels. If you go on to malts.com, MALTS.com, it should be available or will be available on there as well. As well as all of us ambassadors and education folks on Diageo will be sharing it on their socials as well.
Before we wrap up, how big is the global whiskey business? It's considerable, isn't it? I know that Diageo is in more than 180 countries. And I said earlier that you are one of the biggest names in the spirit world, but you also have beer like Guinness as well. But how big is the whiskey business?
Well, I work predominantly in Scotch whiskey. Scotch whiskey is a very large contributor to the UK economy. And in 2022, it was 7.1 billion.
Wow.
So a sizable amount.
Thank you, Ewan. It's been great chatting with you. Really insightful. Thanks for teaching us about the Smoke DNAi and the work that you're doing with Port Ellen Distillery in Scotland. Thanks again for talking to us today.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much indeed.
We learned about the Future Friendly Foundation from TELUS and what they're giving away to students in Canada when we return on Tech Talk. Stay with us. You won't want to miss this.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. You're listening to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, Canada's go-to tech authority for the past 25 years. Here's Tech Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk, brought to you by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. This 2024 Chevy Equinox EV is sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package, with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM-estimated electric range of over 500 kilometers on a full charge. The Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. My West Coast buddy, Mike Agarbo, you know, the tech expert on global news, and you hear him on the radio and podcasts. He's joining us today to chat about a great giveaway tied to the TELUS Friendly Future Foundation. Gotta love the alliteration. To tell us what this foundation is all about and what you can win by entering the contest, Mike Agarbo is on the line with us to spill the tea, as the kids say. Hey, Mike, hope you're doing great.
Thanks for having me on the program, Mark.
Of course. So why don't we dive right in? What is the TELUS Friendly Future Foundation?
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about TELUS. I think, you know, obviously most Canadians know them as the big telecom out west. They, you know, provide TV services as well, high-speed internet. They have a huge charitable side to them as well. They really give back to the community. So they've got the Friendly Future Foundation, as you have mentioned. And it's a registered charity that really kind of gives back to the youth in this country. So, you know, it's an equal opportunity to have these kids reach their full potential. And they actually fund, believe it or not, more than 500 charities each year. So they're helping more than 2 million kids in communities across Canada. So I think back in 2023 alone, they actually provided more than $9 million in grants to all these charitable programs around the country.
Awesome. And your contest that you're helping to spread the word about, tell us about that.
Yeah, they're really zoning in on the student bursaries that they have a big part in. They're giving away, I think, a couple million dollars to, you know, over 400 plus post-secondary students. The contest is in conjunction with my podcast, Get Connected. And if you want more information about it and to learn how to enter as well and find out how you can get extra chances, it's at getconnectedmedia.com. And again, that's getconnectedmedia.com. All the details are up there. And courtesy of the folks over at TELUS, we're giving away a Google Pixel phone, as you know, is a wonderful smartphone with a great camera, and $250 that you can give to your favorite charity as well.
All right, so you're giving away the Google Pixel 7, 128 gig model, so that's a value of about $569, and it's got that AI-powered technology in there from Google. And this TELUS Student Bursary Fund, we can learn more at getconnectedmedia.com, but love to hear the work that they're doing. And let me ask you, Mike, why are you doing this? I mean, it's obviously, it sounds great. Is there something like personal to you here?
I love when tech companies give back to the community. I think TELUS is probably one of the leaders in that regard, and especially when it comes to the educational side. So, you know, the big bursary program that they're doing right now, it's, you know, aimed at students that are, you know, potentially dropping out due to financial hardship. So, you know, the bursaries are anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 and are, you know, aimed at students, you know, 17 to 29 years of age. So, you know, it's just important to me, you know, to let Canadians know that, you know, these types of programs are available out there, you know, especially to the kids that really need it. And so, if, you know, I can help with, you know, my mediums, you know, through the podcast and, you know, the news and the website I have, mm-hmm. I think it's the least I can do.
That's awesome. And you have three kids in that age range, as I do.
Yeah. You know, school's not cheap. And especially, you know, sure. If you have a hard time making those payments, you know, this is the type of thing that you know, want to be looking out for. So, yeah, like I think of my kids and it just makes me sad, you know, if the kids out there that wouldn't be able to afford to go to school for different reasons.
Yeah, for sure. A $3,000 to $5,000 bursary can make a real difference here. So let's just remind our listeners, Mike, how to enter for this, including that contest to win a Pixel smartphone.
Yeah, so easy, Mark. Just go to getconnectedmedia.com. It's right there on the front page. Just click in, you can enter. But, you know, we've got all these fun little extra ways you can get extra entries into the program. And if your listeners tune into my podcast, again, the links are on my website for that, you know, the Get Connected, you know, tech podcast. We, you know, always have secret words and additional ways you can get more entries into the contest as well. So again, getconnectedmedia.com.
All right, getconnectedmedia.com. Our guest has been Mike Akerbo. Great to chat with you, Mike. Hope to see you again sooner than later on one of our various press trips. All the best, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Computer gamers often look to buy accessories for their setup, like wireless headsets, you know, for private listening or to trash talk others online. Or maybe gamers want fast and comfortable mice and keyboards to give them an edge over the competition. Of course, there are monitors with fast refresh rates. But what about gaming chairs and desks? Well, here to tell us all about a new brand, Blacklight, we're joined by Alex Liu. He's the founder of the company. Hi, Alex. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us.
For those unfamiliar with Blacklight, and we should tell our listeners it's one word, and light is spelled L-Y-T-E, so it's all in capitals, Blacklight. Tell us about the brand.
I would say we are an integrated system that provide an immersive experience for people who's into gaming, music, or any type of entertainment. Or we can say our brand is for the game changers, because not only for gaming industry, actually, a lot of office users can benefit from our brand also.
Thanks for explaining that. It's also for other kinds of entertainment as well as those who work in an office as well. So with that in mind, Alex, tell us about some of your more popular products.
So the two products that we're launching to market right now is our gaming chair and gaming desks. We have the Athena gaming chair right now and the Atlas table. I can tell you a little bit from the chair first.
Yeah, please.
A little bit over a year and a half developing this chair to solve the back pain problem that happens to a lot of gamers and office users. We spend a lot of development power into the ergonomic design. We do have a lumbar support combined with our memory foam to give the best support to the back. And then also we use aluminum base for a more lightweight design. And then we use a level 3 piston, which supports a maximum of 150 kilograms. Should be covering majority of the population. We did use a rollerblade casters, which protects your floor, doesn't damage anything. And then we have a 4D armrest, which can change the direction of the armrest that can use for mobile gaming, iPad use, on the chair, lounging, or different situations. And also, we have a newly developed texture that is, we can call it the vegan wool, that's very skin friendly and very different from our competitors. For the gaming desk, that's where all the juice comes in. We can't just say a desk. It's probably more a modular platform, I would say. So we do have our own design chip and module built in into the desk, powered by our own graphic algorithm and audio algorithm analytics. So basically, we're analyzing the in-screen data, take data from the game, convert them into lighting signal.
Whoa. Okay. This is really cool. Okay, Alex, you got to explain this part. So the chair and the desk, and I know you don't need to have both. It'll work with either one.
Yes.
They plug into computer or video game console?
Correct. So we run the software within the console or PC, analyze the data, and then it can sync to the other devices. That's why I said we're an integrated brand It not only sync to our product, we also open bridge to a lot of different brands, which is in the development right now. I can't really claim what name they are, but you guys will start seeing stuff on the news.
All right. So just to be clear, the chair and the desk, they plug into the computer, I guess, through USB. Is that right?
So the table or the chip plug into the computer by HDMI.
Oh, HDMI.
Yes.
And then it synchronizes with that game content for lighting and sound, or just lighting?
Lighting and sound. That's why I said it's also for the music producers, because with the audio algorithm, we can analyze the tone, the pitch of different sound, and create a light show for any type of music you listen to.
Okay, very cool. So there are speakers inside of the chair and in the desk.
In the chair at the moment, no. We do have a developments with light built in into the chair.
Multicolored lights?
Multicolored.
RGB.
RGB IC, you already know.
We are chatting with Alex Liu. He is founder of a company called Blacklyte. It's one word, Blacklyte. And they are the folks behind the Athena and Atlas gaming chair. And don't call it a desk. Let's call it a battle station.
Correct.
All right. When we return with Blacklyte after this short break, I'm going to ask what separates their gaming chairs and desks from some competitors, because I know there are a few different models out there. And then after that, I'll share some of the spring-related gadgets I showed on TV this week. I was on several CTV stations and CP24 in Toronto and so on. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
You're listening to Tech Talk, where you won't need a Geek to English dictionary to tune in. Welcoming back our host, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. Just a couple more minutes with Alex Liu, founder of Blacklyte, the Toronto-based company that makes gaming chairs and desks. So I was going to ask you, I know that there are some other high-tech chairs and desks. What would you say make the Blacklyte products more unique compared to your competition?
For the chair, it's more like a companion product to the table or for the whole system. It succeeds the competitor's quality in the market and offers the best value for the customer. For the table, from the conversation, you already know, basically, we don't really have a competitor in the market right now. We are open up a new field that no one is in right now.
Could this work with a video game console like a PlayStation 5, an Xbox Series X, or a Nintendo Switch?
Yes, PS5, Nintendo's, Xbox, that requires a different hub to analyze the data. It does sync to the light too.
Okay. And do you buy the hub through Blacklyte?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Primarily, would it be fair to say that even though it's not just for gamers, it's computer gamers that are the sort of the primary target for this?
If you think of this way, if you use the hub, then it also can apply to home theaters. So that's why we always say it's immersive experiences for personalized space. It's not only gaming or PC or console. It's basically anything that you want.
Some entertainment chairs recline quite a bit, so you can relax and listen to music or watch a video or something like that. Does yours, or is it an upright chair? Because it also, you said, has office applications.
Yes. Oh, this lie flat. It's not only recline, it lie flat.
Oh, cool. You can take a nap. Okay. All right. So the name of the company is Blacklyte. It's a relatively new brand, not just in North America, but worldwide. You've only been around a couple of years. Let's now talk pricing.
So Athena right now runs for $469 in the States, and then the Atlas table run for $999 in the States. Because we're a Canadian company, we're also open up for Canadian markets, which the chair will be selling for $599 and the table will be selling for $1299.
All right. And what's the best website to learn more, and what retail support do you have?
So you can go directly visit our website, goblacklyte.com, GOBLACKLYTE.com, or you can visit us at Best Buy, Costco. Soon we'll be in Walmart also.
Oh, great. All right, goblacklyte.com. What does the name mean, by the way?
from the first gen development that we did, we integrated UV light into our system.
Right, got it. Very cool. Alex, great to chat with you. Wishing you much luck and success with the Blacklight brand for gamers and entertainment seekers. Thanks again.
Thank you, man. Wish all the best.
So as I mentioned earlier in the show, I've had a lot of fun this week going on TV to talk about spring-related tech. Yep, spring officially sprung March 19th on Tuesday. And so I've been on CTV and many other stations, CP24 in Toronto, all to share some spring-related ideas, whether it's for your home or for travelers. Or let's start with something that many Canadians like. And spring is synonymous with this in this country, and that is grilling. So yes, a smart meat thermometer can help you cook a perfect meal. I first showed on TV the Meater 2 Plus. Meater is M-E-A-T-E-R. It has 5 temperature sensors and 1 ambient sensor to accurately and wirelessly tell you when it's time to flip your food or when it's ready based on your desired doneness. So you do that all in the app. You set it all up. Then that wireless probe will push wirelessly the temperature of your meat and the grill up to 250 feet away. So you can be chilling inside while you are grilling outside. Of course, it also works with air fryers and ovens and all that as well, but I love the grilling story. It's $175 for the Meater 2 Plus, and you get this wood carrying case with it. And for serious grillers, that same company, Traeger, has its Ironwood Pellet Grill and the larger Ironwood XL Pellet Grill. So these are wood pellet smokers that are absolutely amazing. I've been testing one and making my friends smoked chicken wings, and they absolutely love it. The flavor profile is so different than regular barbecuing or baking or anything like that. They do start at $2,600, so a little bit more for those Traeger wood smokers, but I love the app support. You can set it all up in the app, and it includes those wireless meat thermometers, those sensors and probes and all that as well. So that's from Traeger. Traeger.com has more, T-R-A-E-G-E-R, and Meater.com for the Meater 2 Plus. Now, speaking of smart home tech, the all-new Echo Hub is an 8-inch Alexa-enabled smart home control panel. It makes it super easy to manage all of your smart home devices by supporting thousands of products like Wi-Fi thermostats, video doorbells, smart lights, and more. They do not need to be Amazon products at all. Again, there's thousands that work under this, so you can use your voice or the touchscreen to control it all. The Amazon Echo Hub can be mounted to a wall, and you get everything with it in the box, or placed on a table with an optional stand. And because it is Alexa enabled, you can use your voice to play videos. You can ask to watch, you know, YouTube or Netflix or what have you. You can play music and radio stations and podcasts. You can get info, like asking Alexa how long it's going to take to get from point A to point B, that kind of thing, and a lot more. So it's $239 for the Amazon Echo Hub, and you can go to amazon.ca for more. Another great smart home pick and a company that I interviewed on this show is Ryse, R-Y-S-E, and its Smart Shade product. It's the first device to motorize any window shade that has a beaded chain, metal or plastic. I visited them in their Toronto facilities and was blown away at how easy this was to install and use. And it doesn't matter how tall or heavy the shades are. In fact, they're great for hard to reach windows or for seniors, for boomers or zoomers with mobility challenges or dexterity issues where you may have trouble opening or closing the blinds. It can be controlled with the push of a button. There's app support, so even when you're not at home, you can open and close the blinds. Or with the SmartBridge accessory, which is optional, you can use your voice with a nearby smart speaker, Google, Alexa, or Apple Siri, to open or close the blinds. Or set schedules to automatically open and close the blinds at certain times of the day. So this is really a great product. It's called the Ryse Smart Shade, R-Y-S-E. It's $199 for that at bestbuy.ca, amazon.ca, or helloryse.com, which is HELLORYSE.com. Next up, for gamers on the go, the MSI Claw is a full Windows 11 PC in the palm of your hand, powered by the Intel Core Ultra processor. So it looks like a Nintendo Switch, if I may. So it's a handheld system with, you know, controls on each side and a big 7-inch touchscreen in the middle. So you can game on the go on that screen, or when you are back at home or you get to a hotel room, you can connect it to a big screen TV or monitor for a bigger screen. It is a full Windows 11 PC, not just for gaming. You can also also have like a Bluetooth mouse and keyboard and get some work done too on this same device. But the real story here is the AI PC, so led by Intel and its new processor that will power hundreds of devices this year for better performance, longer battery life, and a built-in neuroprocessing engine, or NPU, for on-chip AI tasks, like asking your PC to write speeches for you, generate a video or song based on your text prompts, and a lot more. It's faster, more personalized, and technically safer than accessing this content online over the internet because it's on the device itself. The MSI Claw is $1099, but again, the story here is the Intel AI PC. If you're just joining us now, I'm talking about some spring-related picks that I showed on TV this week. The Meter 2 Plus wireless meat thermometer, the Amazon Echo Hub smart control panel, the Rise smart shade to motorize any window shade that you've got in the home with a beaded chain, MSI Claw handheld gaming system. Let's end off on something for travelers. First up, as Canadians gear up to vacation this season, your personal info may be at risk while booking your hotel online, even before you go, or using public Wi-Fi at a hotel or airport. The good news is that there's a solution called TELUS Online Security, powered by Norton, that can help protect your identity and devices. It's available to all Canadians and not just TELUS customers. It monitors threats, including viruses and malicious websites. It includes the fastest and most reliable VPN in Canada, a virtual private network so you can browse with peace of mind knowing that nobody's digitally eavesdropping in on what you're doing. And it can alert you to any suspicious activity on your financial accounts and your credit info. You can get access to 24/7 live support should you need to. And if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated restoration specialist will help you restore your identity. That's pretty wild. All for just $10 a month to start. TELUS.com/online security. And it's not just for travelers. I think it's great all year round. And finally, speaking of spring travel, the 2024 Chevrolet Equinox front-wheel drive model is expected to be the most affordable EV in Canada that has more than 500 kilometers of estimated range, starting at $48,199 before any credits for buying an electric vehicle. That's huge range, up to 513 kilometers between charges. And there's other cool tech, like over 28 inches of screens. There's available Super Cruise technology for hands-free driving. And Chevrolet is offering access to more than 85,000 charging points across Canada and the US. You can get directions on the My Chevrolet app, by the way. To learn more about the Equinox EV, you can head over to Chevrolet.ca. Speaking of spring-related tech, we're going to be joined by Mario Armstrong when we return. Stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech Talk, powered by the all-electric Chevrolet Equinox EV. It's sporty, refined, and engineered to be the total package with features like a 17.7-inch diagonal display touchscreen and AutoSense power liftgate. Whether it's a quick jaunt or a long journey, the Equinox EV has you covered with a GM estimated electric range of more than 500 kilometers on a full charge. The 2024 Chevrolet Equinox EV is the perfect combination of versatility and affordability. Visit Chevrolet.ca to build yours today. A new season is officially here. Regardless of what it feels like, wherever you're tuning into this program today, it is officially spring, a time to renew and recharge. For some smart ideas, we're joined by digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong to tell us how to swing into spring with style, no less. Hey, Mario, hope you're keeping well.
I am, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on. And you're right. It's like we are officially in the spring season. It's one of my favorite seasons of the year. But where I am in New York, it's still chilly. It felt more like winter this morning, but I'm feeling kind of in the spring vibes.
For all sure. Right. And you always have a spring in your step.
Yes.
So, hey, look, this is a great time of year for things like home improvements. What are some of the things that we could be thinking about?
True. Well, you know, you called it right there. I've been thinking about a lot of the things that have been happening across the world, really, and specifically in our country, like just storm interruptions. So many different things are happening with storms and Mother Nature. And I'm like, you know, what are we doing around portable backup power and just backup power in general? So the Anker Solix F3800 is a portable power station, and it can be used as a home power backup system, or it can even power your entire home. If you pair it with the Anker's home power panel, you get automatic use from 12 of your home's circuits. I thought that was incredible to be able to have that many circuits still available, all those appliances in your house that you could still use. If you have solar panels, it can store excess energy during the day, and then you can use that at night if you need it to, and it can also provide power for your EVs and RVs as well. So I just think backup power and portable power stations is a thing to really consider now.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say it's spring, so a lot of people may start camping or glamping, and you want some you want some power with you. So this is on wheels. This is like a giant, like think of it as a power bank, like you might have for your phone in your pocket or purse, but this can take care of your appliances. And important, you know, when there are things like CPAP machines that many people rely on every night,
yes,
you know, this kind of stuff is important. So that's from Anker, one of my favorite brands in this space.
It's one of my favorite brands too, which is why I really like the fact that they, you know, went from, I'm used to carrying small Anker products that are, that power my mobile devices or my tablets. I've been using their devices for years. They've always been consistent, reliable. So to see that they're actually doing something for you know, bigger backup power use, I was like, oh yeah, they're the company to do that.
All right, so that's called the Anker Solix F3800 Portable Power Station. And I know there's some accessories that you mentioned as well. And if we are celebrating Easter next month, what's something fun that we can add to the kids' baskets that's high tech?
Well, you know, I'm partnered with all these cool brands, and a lot of them are just like really perfect for kids and families. And I even got something for the guys. But the Tony Box is a screen-free audio system that's really made for kids ages 3 to 7. So there's no screen on this, folks. It's a little nice box. It's a cushion. And what you do is your kids will have a blast because they take these figurines and put it on top of the Tony Box, and they can choose from hundreds of different ones, like Blippi, Sesame Street, Disney, and so many more. And then each Tony figurine basically prompts imaginative play because it will launch into songs, stories, and the kids will learn everything from lessons in friendship, problem solving, mindfulness, and a lot more. It's just really fun. It's educational. It's no screens. Kids dance around it, sing along with it. It's just a lot of fun.
And here's something that even those who own a Tony Box may not know about, is that the My Tonys app, which is a free download for your iOS, so for your iPhone or iPad, or the Google Play Store for Android devices. It lets mom or dad or grandparents record messages and stories that the kids can listen to when they place the Tony's characters on top. So I really like that a lot. And my bad, I said next month. I was thinking April, but I think Easter is March 31st this year. So yeah, so I stand corrected. I don't want any angry bunny rabbits coming after me or anything.
That's right.
We are chatting with digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, who's on this program throughout the year. He always has some great ideas for us to consider, and seasonal ones as well. Speaking of which, what are a couple of simple ways that we can add some smart home products to our routine, our regular daily routine?
Yeah, and one of my favorite companies has some really great products for this, and it's Roku. I'm a big fan of their products. They always work, done phenomenally well. And I have two different options. One is their colored smart light bulbs. So one bulb has 16 million color options to control your home lighting, which is insane. From the Roku device and app, you can schedule sunrise wake-up lighting, which is really smart, or you can set the mood for anything at any time. Maybe it's a game that you're playing, or maybe it's a holiday and you want to put it for those colors. And then they also have the Roku Smart Home Indoor Camera SE. So this is great for easy home monitoring. It's got HD quality, vibrant color night vision, motion and sound detection. And you can basically see and hear what's happening from anywhere at your home. Oh, and it also can detect smoke as well as carbon monoxide and send you any alerts for any emergencies, which I thought was great.
Yeah. And, you know, again, a lot of, I think, our listeners think of Roku and smart TVs and that's it. But they do have these smart bulbs and indoor cameras and all that, which is awesome without breaking the bank. And speaking of which, to get prices on all of these, we're going to plug a website in a moment and to see them in action with Mario demonstrating. So we'll get to that when we wrap up. And speaking of which, Mario, I know you wanted to end off on something a little less tech, but a little more fresh, let's say, to consider for the spring tied to personal care. Again, look, I always tease how you're like the best dressed guy in the room. So I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
I mean, that's why I don't have the title tech expert, because I'm more of like a digital lifestyle kind of guy. And in that vein, it's like, yeah, it's springtime. I want us all to do better with our self-care, specifically for the guys. Look, I've been using Old Spice shampoos for a while, so I was like, let's talk about them for a second. It may be different. It may be not as techy as we're used to, but it is fitting for spring. So it's going to make your hair look fuller, healthier, more moisturized. They got great ingredients for cleansing and conditioning. My favorite is the Old Spice Swagger shampoos because you can just use them every single day. And it just kind of, you know, Old Spice has that vibe where you just feel shockingly confident and it smells incredible. So you just really feel like confident and you smell good, your hair feels soft. And I feel like it's a great way to spring you into the spring.
It's a brand like Cadillac where it's classic and still trendy, you know, after all these decades, which is awesome.
Still trendy, still relatable. People still use it, still love it. And they keep finding new products and new ways to keep you interested. You're right. And I am a Cadillac fan, too.
There you go. As am I.
I actually have a Cadillac. That's funny you bring that up.
I do, yeah. Too. There's a lot of tech in there, I'll tell you.
What do you have? Do you have a CTS?
I have a CT6. Yeah, it's a CT6. 2017 CT. Okay. It has the Super Cruise hands-free driving technology. It's got 30-odd speakers in there. It's got each of the seats are both heated and air-conditioned and massage chairs, even in the back.
Look at that. Rear view. I bet you all didn't know Mark was rolling
that's it. That's it. I didn't know, right? The rear view mirror converts into a camera. If, you know, your rear view is like foggy or whatever, you just flick a little switch.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got Wi-Fi. I mean, look, this ain't your grandpa's Cadillac. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Anyways, I know you're not here to chat about caddies, but I was trying to make the connection to brands like Old Spice that still got it.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
So without further ado, Mario, where can we get more info on all this and pricing as well?
So you can go to the website. You can see Mark and I drive our Cadillacs. No, I'm just kidding. You can just go to inthenews.tv. We got the videos there of everything that I just talked about, pricing, and you can see me displaying and demonstrating some of this stuff as well.
Awesome, Mario. Always great to chat with you. Mario Armstrong's been our guest. Have a great spring, my friend. We'll chat soon.
You too, Mark. Spring into it, buddy. See you soon.
Before we wrap up another episode of Tech Talk, while we often talk about new technology on this program, it's important to properly recycle your old tech, your end-of-life electronics. In fact, it's super easy to recycle your devices. Simply visit recyclemyelectronics.ca, type in your postal code or your address, and you'll find one of the many drop-off locations near you. After all, when it comes to your tech, what's inside counts. By responsibly recycling your end-of-life electronics with recyclemyelectronics.ca, you're keeping them out of landfills and the waste stream, and you're protecting your personal data with ensured data destruction. When it comes to our devices, the future is literally in your hands. Don't let it go to e-waste. That website again is recyclemyelectronics.ca. Hey, thank you to LG Electronics Canada for your ongoing support of the weekly Tech Talk radio show. Life's good. LG.ca has more. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in and all of our great guests. We even learned about Scotch whiskey and technology. Hey, have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Looking forward to catching up with you next time for another episode of Tech Talk. Bye-bye for now.
Don't forget to tune in to Tech Talk next weekend for more tech news you can use, interviews, reviews, and how-tos. Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman.